What's going on, everybody out there in the world wide web, all over the world? How are you doing, guys? We've been talking to people in Switzerland, apparently. Did you know that?
Switzerland.
Kazakhstan. Welcome to the new...
Kazakhstan.
Yeah, so, that doesn't exist.
Welcome to the brand new season of Nerd Revolution Radio, season four.
Four, like Thor.
Four.
But not.
The season of the hammer.
Now, so what I'm going to do is... What I'm going to...
JJ's tied over there.
What I'm going to do is... I'm going to go back, since we lasted a lot longer.
No, F that.
No.
No, we got to get right into this. This is...
That?
This whole thing... Yitch. This doesn't happen. This huge subject doesn't happen like this, where we schedule a podcast and on our way over to record the podcast, news drops.
I'm sure it's happened before.
Not like this, no.
No.
No, this was...
If you're listening to this, we are recording this on Thursday, February 13th, Valentine's Day Eve, and an awesome video was just posted online. It was the test footage of Robert Pattinson in his bat suit. And holy shit balls.
I'm here for it.
It looked decent.
I like
it. Though decent. Someone said it looks like Daredevil.
No, you know what?
I think the background and his face.
Yeah.
And
it, but it like, looks it'll like, get better. It looks like the video game costume.
From the Telltales.
The Rocksteady, but yeah. Like,
see, I think the Rocksteady one, the ears are too long.
Yeah.
This kind of, to me, had a vibe of the... The Telltale Batman story.
Right, and I think it looks amazing. I said it.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal. It looks phenomenal. It's
phenomenal.
Fucking phenomenal.
Whoa.
I'm super here for this whole Bat. I said it from the start. I'm all about Pattinson as Batman.
It's got a nice ensemble for cast,
It just got
too.
A really good cast. Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
And... Some There's other people
more than Colin Farrell.
Yeah, hold on.
I have.
No.
You got, isn't that weird guy from?
You got Colin Farrell as the Penguin. You got Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman.
Yes.
You got John Turturro, whatever his name is, from Transformers.
Yes.
As Falcone. You got Paul Dano or Dano.
Paul Dano.
Paul
He's
Dano
the,
as
weird
the Riddler,
from...
which actually I could see him as the Riddler.
Oh,
I think years ago when he was that weird, creepy guy in that movie, I think I said, like, yo, was he a child molester or some shit like that? I was like, yeah, in that movie, I forget what it was called.
Oh, the one with Wolverine.
Yes.
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah,
Prisoners.
Yes, Prisoners. That's
great movie.
Yeah, and then you have Peter Sarsgaard as a district attorney.
He's going
to
be.
Gil Coulson.
Right.
I like this. It's kind of cool what they did. They changed it to an African-American James Gordon, which is done by Jeffrey Wright.
The guy from Westworld. He's fucking awesome.
I think that's okay. I don't know. And there's another guy that they got. It's got, I guess, Con O'Neill. I don't know who he's playing because they don't have his title yet. And Alex Ferns is playing Commissioner Pete Savage. So obviously, you know, James Gordon's not commissioner yet. And
no,
all that
it's,
stuff, so.
this is going to be kind of before he becomes the greatest detective.
Yeah, it's like he's already established as Batman, but he's not the Dark Knight, I would say. Yet.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's still kind of figuring things out.
Yep. And I love it. And I love the fact that we...
Kind of going with along the line, sorry, I'm going to cut you off, direction of like Batman Year One.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
and I like that we came here with the expectation of, hey, you bring a couple topics. I wrote one thing down just to go off of. And the Batman thing comes out of nowhere, and
I'm sure we all kind of type.
Yeah,
that's major news. You gotta have the breaking news sound effect.
I mean, it's not going to get much bigger than that right now today. I mean,
No, that's
especially in February.
Massive.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to throw out what I had, and then I'll let you run, because I know a couple of things you're going to go.
Something I posted earlier today too.
Yeah, something we were texting about a little bit, but I didn't want to like.
No, start we can't talk about that.
Well,
it's
I don't want to start
inappropriate for
well, no,
a
not
podcast.
That. The other thing,
that was his way of doing it from the unreleased show. That he
well,
said
not,
he thought
yeah.
I was going to drop a bomb and I didn't.
No,
he dropped a deuce in my bathroom. That's about it.
Yeah, he has one ply. Everybody, congratulate him. Crowd noise right about now.
I'm going to
we'll edit that.
I'm going to go to right to Marvel, because I read something today.
Sure. I don't really have much Marvel to talk about.
There's a guy, his name's Daniel Richman. He's a Marvel insider, and most of the stuff that he comes out with is pretty, it's usually pretty dead on. He's been right with a lot of stuff in the past. So what I was reading today was, So we have Marvel Phase 4 is coming. 6 films, 8 shows. And it all starts with Black Widow in May, right? So WandaVision ties into Doctor Strange 2. Loki will appear in Doctor Strange 2, as well as his TV show. So in his TV show, he's playing a 2012 version of Loki, who's basically still a bad guy, hasn't gone through that journey of kind of discovering and becoming a little bit of a, almost more like an anti-hero kind of a thing. The Time Variance Authority is going to capture Loki at the beginning of his TV series. And then they're going to use him to help them capture a bigger villain. Rumor is that that bigger villain could possibly be Kang.
I get to see that.
Because of the time.
Time travel.
So they signed on, and I'm going to butcher her name, and then Jack's probably going to cringe when he hears this.
Good old Jack.
Gugu Mbatha-Raw.
Gugu.
Well, the spelling is G-U-G-U, and I'm sure it's not Gugu. I'm sure it's like Juju or something like that.
Juju.
She was in Black Mirror. She's going to be a co-lead.
That's actually a good show.
I never watched it.
It's not bad.
She's going to be a co-lead, and she's going to star in 6 episodes. She's rumored to be the leader of the Time Variance Authority. Okay. Owen Wilson, who was signed on to play and will appear in 4 episodes.
Yeah, this I knew he was in.
Is rumored to play Justice Peace.
Oh.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
So all of this, everything that Marvel's doing, these TV shows.
Have you even seen Star Wars?
These TV shows are all leading into Doctor Strange 2, and then Doctor Strange 2 is going to splinter off and supposedly lead into the Fantastic Four and the X-Men. And it's... They're slowly building up to the next big Avengers thing. I'm excited. I'm super excited for it. And that was all I had on Marvel.
I mean, right now it's weird that, you know what, it's, as we're talking, it is season 4, right?
That's JJ's.
We don't have much Marvel to talk about, which is weird.
No.
The only thing I will say, I'll touch on, is I was a little disappointed in the Super Bowl spot.
Yeah, me too.
Because as much as it was great to see little clips here and everything, I was expecting a full-fledged trailer, or at least a teaser of a trailer,
right,
for Falcon Winter Soldier. I already knew. I know we're getting the other shows and stuff like that, but Falcon Winter Soldier, I believe, is the first one to come out, is it not?
Are you excited for that?
I am.
Very. Oh, absolutely.
I just wish I would have seen. I really looked forward. I mean, this was the first Super Bowl besides when the Eagles played that I was actually, you know, I'm kind of neutral and I'm just going to enjoy for it being football. And I was like, but I want to see these trailers that are drop. And I was expecting to have them on their own. And it was cool little clips that we got, but I felt like if you really think about it, it was a 30-second clip about 3 different shows, and we only got about maybe 7 to 10 seconds.
Of each.
So you didn't get much.
but in that
the
seven...
most intriguing one was, believe it or not, out of all of it, was the Scarlet Witch and
the WandaVision.
WandaVision. That did look pretty decent.
Because it's absolutely absurd looking.
I think it's going to be a situation. It's just what it looks like. It's going to be her. Now this is still a sequel, right? It takes place after
Endgame. So this is what I said in an earlier episode.
She's creating these visions, right? You know what I mean, based off of what she grew up and watching TV and the perfect families and stuff like that. That's why you see all those little.
That's if you were to go back and listen, we talked about this before. And my personal theory, you do that. My personal theory was that she creates her own reality because she's suffering this loss of vision.
Right.
She creates this reality that you're seeing in a TV show. That none of it's real,
right?
And that's what leads to the multiverse fracturing,
right?
And that leads into Doctor Strange, right. And then you're bringing in the Fantastic Four,
what's his name is Mr. Fantastic,
Jim Halpert.
Yes.
So here's the other thing. Remember, you were like, "Yo, you called me the other day. What you want? You didn't answer. I just remember what it was about, and because I happened to listen to the podcast through Apple's podcast." So I was on the route.
Right.
We could be
found on Apple's iPod.
That's right. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, Amazon,
YouTube.
No, I don't know if we're on Amazon, but I'm on Amazon.
YouTube.
YouTube. So
shameless plug.
I plugged the thing into my radio and I started listening to it and I was like, why does Frank and Jack sound like mice? And in here, I didn't realize on the Apple Podcast, you can actually change the speed.
No way.
Yeah.
And I must have hit it by accident.
Were you listening to half?
So I want you to hear. Oh. Hold on. I want you to hear.
Yes, please.
At like one and a half, I bet.
Yo, I want you to hear how
I've done that.
I listened to this. Hold on.
So. My notes are just Ramsey shot his goo in the ref. He did. That's great.
I've done that.
They had the cool little scene right before that where Ralph actually got to use his powers, like he said, to spring.
Yeah.
He got to do the shape that the stuff
you
went
you
around.
You actually listened to it like that?
No, that's a little exaggerated. It's more like this.
It was nice to see him get comic booky.
Right. Yeah.
That's
right.
What, one and a half?
This is the actual speed I was listening.
And then he stole Ralph's powers once that happened.
That's really fast.
He wasn't stretching with the way that he had previously been.
I'm sure you're used to that, Frank.
See, I didn't realize.
Now, I'm sitting there, I'm driving, and I'm working. Now, mind you, I was working nights when I was listening to it. So, it's 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm driving down an hour down towards Delaware. And I'm a good, I started this at 1 o'clock. I didn't pick up on this until maybe 10, 11 o'clock that morning. So, I'm listening to it, and I'm going like, man, I'm blowing through these podcasts. and then I went back and listened to, then I'm like, as it's dawning on me, and now, mind you, again, I start at 1 a.m., so I'm done earlier. So I'm on my way back now, and I'm listening to like your the third or fourth. I'm caught up on your Arrowverse stuff.
Right.
So I'm listening to him like this. I'm like, and I stop and I go like, Jack sounds like he's like the end of a car sales commercial on a radio. And then I'm like, and I'm looking at it, and then it literally got to me. I'm like, I'm on 95 heading back from Delaware, and I go like, wow. I've been listening to this on like high speed all day. No wonder I went through like 3 podcasts in an hour and 10 minutes.
It's at 1.5 times. I've done that. I've had my pocket. I've done that, and it's Kevin Smith sounds weird that way too. Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a couple things that have happened since the last time we spoke. I'm just gonna kind of go into little tidbits that you probably didn't put on your.
I had 3 birthdays.
Three. Somebody's got a birthday coming up
since we last talked.
Somebody's got a birthday coming up.
That would be you, JJ.
That would
did
be
you
me.
Try to plug yourself?
Jesus I would try Christ. To plug myself.
I will be there.
That's what she said.
I know we did. I know Kelly posted in the thing like, oh, you know, we might be moving in.
Yeah.
Even if we were, I was going to be there.
Oh, well, thanks.
And so we're going to actually move in. We're going to try to get everybody together Sunday morning the day after. So you probably won't be there, but everybody else will be there.
It depends on where Split is.
What time?
Well, it's going to. Well, I want to try to get it done, you know, somewhat early, so. Relax. I know you're going to be drinking PBR all night. So
I thought this was his White Claw birthday.
I don't know.
It's the big 3-0.
The big 3-0.
There's no law when it comes to Claw.
Oh, I'm done.
Cricket sounds right about now. Okay. So how about this? Like, we don't talk too much about this topic, but I figured, you know, we are entertainment purposes. We've had one episode about this. You said you're going to be, when you get down to Clearwater, you're going to be doing a podcast.
Oh,
on
yeah.
This. Congratulations to Edge coming back after 9 years.
Yeah.
Has it been 9 years?
Nine years since his retirement. And I'll tell you what, generally, I watched it a million times. I love watching the video reactions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see the any of the video reactions? Did you see the Scottish guy?
Yes.
No.
I saw that
one. Oh, my God. So every time like a countdown comes in a Royal Rumble, you always think like who it's going to be. And right. In your mind, sometimes people start singing a theme song. So this Scottish guy, drunk-ass Scottish guy, he goes like this. He goes, 3, 2, 1. He's on the floor right by the stage.
Right.
And he goes, bone it down. Like try to do the Seth Rollins thing. And he's got his face like this. He goes, with a beer in his hand, bone it down. And he makes his face. And then all of a sudden you hear, you think you know me. And he goes,
I'll have to look for that.
Oh my God, it's fantastic. But that,
Edge almost cried too, man.
Yeah, when he pulled his hair back and like that, I was like, that was great. WWE did it again, and the camera pan messed up to the point where they had to put out an additional footage for it, because the same thing they did with AJ Styles debuted. They like when his music came out, he came walking out, and they just panned it to Roman Reigns for too long and missed his whole beginning of his entrance.
Like, yeah, I made it.
Yeah, so on Monday or Tuesday, WWE on their YouTube channel released additional
footage of that.
And they did the same thing for Edge, because you missed the first two spears when he comes running into the,
really?
Into the ring.
Is that the one where AJ oversold
for him? No. After that was all said and done, and it was AJ and him face-to-face, and then they started going at it. And I like AJ's Instagram post, I think it was, or Twitter, where he said that was 110% my fault.
Yeah.
He's like, I was just basically overly excited to have him back.
The adrenaline was pumping.
He's like, and I wanted to really sell his spear. I landed on my shoulder and busted it up. But
he's not going to be at WrestleMania now, is he?
He's trying to. He didn't say no yet.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it got me back to watching a little bit. You know, you need that nostalgia. And in Royal Rumble, they made that mistake last year by not doing any of it.
Nothing, yeah.
They just, their surprise entrances at the time was all NXT.
Yeah, right. And that's getting annoying.
So I think they learned their lesson, like, yeah, we can't do that. And the other thing that they did, the best thing they could have possibly done for the Royal Rumble, if you ask me, is they put it in a baseball stadium. The Royal Rumble is supposed to be the next big thing before
WrestleMania.
Right.
So to have Royal Rumble, and nothing against being, I love the fact that it's been in Philly a couple times now, but the bottom line is, I don't want to go to the Rumble if it's in the same place as Monday Night Raw. It's got to be something epic, you know?
Yeah, like WrestleMania.
And I just noticed your dog Slobber is all over my arm. That
that's not
good.
His Slobber.
That should be good to explain that when I get home.
That's not his Slobber.
Don't we have a pay-per-view?
Asked me why I brushed my teeth before I left. So
don't we have a pay-per-view coming up? Philly has a big one coming up. Well not a big one.
Oh, I thought
you
meant like WWE in general.
Yeah, no, a WWE Saudi pay-per-view one too. Isn't it like an Elimination Chamber or something? Or
The Chamber is in the summertime.
It's after Mania.
Oh, it's isn't it Table, Ladders, and Chairs? TLC?
Maybe
one of them. Oh, after Mania.
I think it's after Mania, isn't it? Or is it one before Mania?
Hold on. We'll look it up in a minute.
I know that. So I'll ask you a question while he's looking that up. What are they going to...
Elimination Chamber. March 8th.
There you go. So it's before, right, the one before Mania.
Yeah, because Mania is April.
Okay.
What are they going to do with the network? Because I've been seeing all kinds of things where they're not sure if they're keeping it or...
I think they're going to get rid of it. They're changing stuff about it. They're losing money on it.
I mean, you think they're losing money on that thing?
I got rid of it like 2 years ago.
But I still have it.
But because there's a lot of people like me, if I'm watching it at home, which I don't do anymore, I'll use a fake email address just to get the free month. If I'm sitting by myself.
I mean.
WWE, I do not endorse that.
Paying $75 for WrestleMania is just ridiculous.
That's insane. Right.
And that's what it's going to go back to if they lose the network.
Right.
I don't think they're going to lose the network. I think they're going to start trying to do other things besides wrestling on there. I think what they need to do is instead of some of the reality shows and their movies that they have. First of all, they have a lot of WWE has a lot of movies and some decent ones out there, like The Condemned and stuff like that. Like, why are you not putting these on?
I forgot about that movie.
But they have other things they're getting involved in too, where it's like they're producing legit movies.
But it all depends on what movie studio it comes out of.
True.
Because Star Trek just had this problem where United Artists owned, I think it was United Artists
Paramount,
owns,
right? Used to have them?
Paramount and United Artists, like both of them or something like that. And then they had to work out that they had to swing this deal with, now CBS basically has all the property back. So right. it might be something like that. I think that's why the Rocky box set is not a complete box set.
I think they should... I think they need to come up with some more content that's more than just wrestling. I think they have their deal with, you know, the Total Divas show and everything. They have the Bellas and all that stuff. Like, they have their own shows and stuff. I know they got it put on USA and stuff like that. I think they should be exclusive to the network. I think certain things that people would want to subscribe to it for other than just wrestling. I think it's awesome with all the classic stuff that they have, and that's really a big selling point.
I loved watching that when I had the network.
But the bottom line is you need to have some more fresh content. So here's another thing that they had on there, and it's still on there from the original when it originally dropped, but there was a whole Breaking Ground. It was a whole reality season.
I remember that.
About the original NXT, like Baron Corbin trying to get picked and everything like that, like going through that whole trials and stuff like that. Everybody. And believe it or not, I got more into Breaking Ground than I did the actual NXT shows because it was kind of cool to see them in the performance center training. Oh, they're not taking their bumps correctly. Or so many people who came from the independent circuit who want to be on the main roster already, but they feel like they have to make their...
Remember the original, like, Tough Enough?
Yeah, with Miz and all that stuff.
That's the shit they need to bring back.
So yeah, like stuff like that. They should do stuff.
The original, not that crap that they were doing, like American Idol
and
shit.
And also make it... And also... The other thing is Raw and SmackDown. Like, it's great that they're doing like Friday Night SmackDown, all that. I like what they're doing, but here's the thing: like, I got shit to do on Fridays.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
they're not going to change that now because Fox is they might even buy
the rights to WrestleMania.
No, that's all fine. That's fine. I don't care if they have it on USA and all that stuff. That I don't care about that. But when you go on the network, if you don't DVR Raw, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to go back and watch it. where they post them. They go, oh, new episode of Raw is on the network, but it was back in December.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Why are you going to put an episode up from Raw that was back in like December? I'm trying to get caught up to what it is now.
Right.
You know, like that, I think is just a waste of content.
I'm sure
there's
somebody in that technical room that can like hit the upload button.
Yeah.
Like right.
And I think
the
there's a reason behind that. You know, I think there is. There's some sort of contract probably with the program.
It's possible.
But yeah. That's the only thing. So I don't.
What about the
XFL? We'll
I don't mean. To, I'm sorry. I didn't mean no, to cut fine. You off. Do you think they'll put the XFL on the network? That might help boost.
Potentially. I think it could if the XFL is a good year, you know what I'm saying, if they have a really good season, because right now the way they're doing it with the Saturday and Sunday games,
yeah,
which I'd rather it all be on one day, to be quite honest with you, but that would be another good place for if they expand the league to have some live games be played on there.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like if they end up adding another two teams, have one, you know, have two games that they do on Fox, two games on what, CBS is it, or NBC? And then whatever one of those channels are, and then have the other two games be live on the network. I mean, that wouldn't be a bad idea either. But I think they're also trying. I think Vince is trying to make it legitimate and not have it so much connected to the wrestling thing as much as you think, much as you would expect it to be.
What's he's in his late 70s now?
But I'll be Vince, honest with I think you. He's close but I'll be to honest 80. With you. We don't talk much about sports because it's what it is about. But being that we're talking about the WWE and XFL, I really enjoy XFL.
It kind of goes hand in hand.
I didn't watch it. But I didn't watch I it either. I heard that it was generally well received.
Yeah,
Washington. It was MetLife Stadium. They said they had 18,000 people, but it looked empty. It's too big. It's too big of a
what
stadium.
What was too big was the Dallas game. That stadium
is that
was
Dallas
way,
Stadium.
No, it was somewhere else. But that stadium was way too big for what they had going on. I think it was. I don't know. I think they played in Dallas. Yeah, because I think Dallas was the one team that lost. And they were the only home team that didn't win was Dallas. So yeah, St. Louis beat them. Hmm. But the game that I'm actually interested in seeing is actually going to be this weekend, which is New York Guardians versus the Defenders, which is cool because they did the Guardians and the Defenders based off of, you know, first responders and military from 9/11.
That's okay. Pretty cool.
Vincent Kennedy McMahon is 74 years old, born in 1945. He will be 75 this year on August 24th.
But I think they have something. I think it could use some household names. You know, it sounds crazy, but like look what happened when what's his name signed with the Eagles for just the preseason. He had jerseys sold.
Yeah.
Like Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Like you put Tim Tebow in there somewhere, you know what I mean? Like you could potentially make something happen.
Apparently Kaepernick wanted too much money.
No, do you know they did speak to Kaepernick.
Yeah.
And they both parties like no. I mean, he wanted one way too much money. Two, they have that rule. Do you know the rule that they have in the XFL?
You have to stand up for the anthem.
Yeah, stand up for the anthem thing. So his protest. There's no room for protesting in this league.
I don't want to talk about him. I'll get in trouble.
No, I just. He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to play football. He wants to be in the NFL. There's a difference.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So he's doing his thing. He just.
Anyway.
Both sides of that Atlanta thing, I get. Because you know why? That's... Because you have 25 teams show up, and the only four teams went to the other area after they found out where he's going to be. That tells you those 25 teams were there for entertainment, the other four teams were actually generally interested. That's the only thing I'll stick up for him about. I don't like that he did that, but I understand why he did what he did. But again, I don't want him in the NFL. I just want him to go away and be done with him, to be honest with you. But anyway, that's my opinion. But anyway, we'll move on from the sports.
Yeah, let's switch gears.
We'll get back to what you wanted to talk about. Go ahead.
I am good. I know JJ said he had something. You have something really, really good that will save for a little bit closer to the end.
The other thing that came out today?
No, the thing that came out the other day that you were a little kind of angry about. About the,
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So we'll save that. But I know JJ said that he texted earlier that he had, I don't know what the hell he had to talk about.
Well, I mean, I don't know if anyone's watched that show You on Netflix.
No.
No.
Oh, well then there goes my thing. Anyway. No,
that
no one's
is that the serial killer show that everybody's in love
good.
With the serial
yeah,
killer?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good, but I recommend if you're not busy one day, put
you're
going
to need a new basement door.
He'll be all right. He just took a dump down there, so I had to clean that up.
Wow.
I could smell it. But there was my one subject, and since nobody watches
that,
you.
That's, I mean, you better hope the Humane Society doesn't call you for that one. He does, his basement is clean, everybody. Yeah. He just. He,
I can smell through the vent.
When it rains outside, the dog goes downstairs. So, and then he picks it up right away and puts it in. You put it in the toilet?
I do.
I said, well, but although my dog doesn't go out in the basement.
So there was a rumor about 2 weeks ago that a certain actor was coming out of retirement to start.
You want to get to my angry rant?
Do you want to do something else first? Okay, you want to do that first? We'll do less angry first?
Yeah,
let's go less angry. Is this about Fast and the Furious?
Nope.
No. That movie looks terrible.
I disagree.
Shut up.
Emilio! Mighty Ducks, the series, has started filming today.
That's right, it did.
Did you see what it's about, what they're going to do? They're basically doing the Cobra Kai feel. So now what it is, the Mighty Ducks are now a powerhouse team. And a kid tries out for the team, doesn't make it. So the one who plays the chick from the Gilmore Girls.
Lauren Graham.
Her character takes her son and some of the other kids and builds a team, Little Giants. And then with the help of Gordon Bombay, who comes back, he comes back to kind of help that team, I'm assuming. And now the Mighty Ducks, who were the Mighty Ducks before, in this first season anyway, are basically the Hawks.
Right.
And now Gordon Bombay has to come back and do another team. It'd be kind of funny at the end of it. What's going to happen is like the Mighty Ducks that are now are wearing the Anaheim Ducks jerseys. And then he's going to come out with a team at the end of it. And they're going to wear the original
Mighty Ducks jerseys.
Can they possibly rehab Goldberg?
Yes.
It's funny because he
just got arrested for like the 80th
time. It's
just
funny because when that news came out, that's when little Danny's jersey came in. And I didn't even show him.
That's a sad, sad story.
Goldberg!
I like the Mighty Ducks TV. I like the idea of the TV series. I'm sure they're going to bring some of the older cast back.
Oh yeah,
sure. I mean, what's his name? Was it not Elijah Wood? What's his name? He plays Charlie.
Joshua Jackson.
I always got them two mixed up.
Pacey.
Yeah.
Pacey. Banging Joey down on the crick.
Right.
Dawson's Crick.
Dawson's Crick.
That's a Philadelphia term.
Yes, it is.
But.
In case you were listening to us in Switzerland.
Or Kazakhstan.
Yes.
And whoever's listening to us out in California, big props, man. Big props for all them downloads. We love the hell out of you.
They're like, you're the only one that's free.
Most podcasts are free.
Wait until we get to the Patreon subscriptions.
Wait till next week when our special guest will be Joe Rogan.
People listen to us. It can't just be us listening to each other's shows.
I'll tell you what, the numbers are pretty good.
Joe Rogan said he'll come on the show if we get 10 viewers.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's hard because we don't view it. We listen.
Listen, subscribe, whatever the hell you call
it. Anyway. He's come. Emilio Estevez is back.
I like it. I mean, I'll watch it. Disney right now, Disney dropped the ball on how they rolled out their platform because everybody signed up for The Mandalorian. And nothing else is coming out until later this year. I get that they were trying to capitalize on the Star Wars movie coming out.
They have other things that have come out. It's just not
not as popular. Yeah. Apparently, the Jeff Goldblum show is amazing.
It's so funny.
Yeah. I'll have to check that out.
The sneakers ones cracked me up.
I mean, shit. My mom's 70, 75 years old, and she told me she's watched Remember the Titans like 3 or 4 times. Like she keeps going back and watching. Yeah, she loves it.
He's got an episode on esports in there.
Does it?
Jeff Goldblum gets interested in gaming and stuff like that, to the point where he goes to like one of those. Remember what was the movie? I think it was with Paul Rudd, where they go to like the reenacting like the medieval times thing.
It was with Stifler.
Role models. Do they do that? They go to Jeff Goldblum goes to one of them.
What is it? LARPing.
Yes.
And the best is there's one.
Frank probably did.
No, there's one thing where they give him his name. Like apparently he's kind of has to play a character similar to his character in Thor. But you know what I mean?
Oh God, yeah.
But like he's like super rich, powerful, and everything like that. So he's got to make it from one end to this area to the base where he's got to make a speech. And you don't know who it is. Something out of like Assassin's Creed. There's like hundreds of people walking around. He's like, we don't know which ones, but some of these people are trying to kill you. And so the best is Jeff Goldblum. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Walking and doing all this thing. You got people going like this. He goes, like this. And people are attacking him and stuff like this.
That's hilarious.
Dude, watch. It is a good show. It's fun.
I have to check it out. Jeff Goldblum's a national treasure.
I love Jeff Goldblum.
I like the Collider video where they basically CGI'd their faces on top of actors and stuff. Have you seen that?
Uh-uh.
You ever seen a round table? They have, oh, my God. So they have these like voice actors who basically, I'm assuming that they do it somehow, like, you know, like the Face app?
Yeah,
similar to that, but it's a round table, and it's a host from Collider, and before the whole Collider breakdown stuff happened.
Right.
But it's a host from Collider, and they start talking to all these celebrities around. And you got Jeff Goldblum, you have Ewan McGregor, George Lucas, Robert Downey Jr., Tom Cruise. I think that might be it. And it is the funniest thing ever. And they started with George Lucas. It has George Lucas and Harrison Ford reacting to, like, The Force Awakens and stuff like that. And every time he gets in the conversation, he's like, oh, you know, I was going to I'm not even going to talk about it because I'm not going to do a good job of it. So check it out. It's like I'll find out the name of it so everybody's listening can look it up while we're talking about more stuff. But I'm just rambling at this point. So.
No, that's fine. I know you guys aren't big Star Trek fans. Again, I'm segueing off of.
I like the new movies, but I mean, and I grew up with the Next Generation because of my dad. So me and my dad are going to watch Picard together.
So I'm not going to put it on.
Put what on?
I'm not going to spoil Picard. I'm not going to give away anything because you're going to watch it, and I'm not going to spoil it for anybody that hasn't watched it yet. They're doing a really, really, really good job of modernizing Star Trek. Okay. What are you doing that you're watching now? Are you really watching that while we're trying to do this?
I'm listening to you.
What are you listening to?
I don't know, but
I'm waiting for this part because you're talking about George Lucas. So I wanted to play this part real quick.
Oh, it's well, just so you know, it's called Deep Fake Roundtable.
Oh, the deep fake stuff. Okay.
Oh shit. Go ahead.
But they're doing a really good job of world building in this Picard. Like they're really, really doing a good job of fleshing out the world more. There's cursing in it where there was never cursing in Star Trek before.
Right.
There's, it's a much more adult themed show than The Next Generation was. If you haven't watched it, that's a show I highly recommend. If you're not in the mood to pay for CBS All Access, they do release it on Amazon a couple days after the shows drop on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called on NBC?
It's a CBS All Access thing.
Gotcha.
And if you don't have Amazon,
first episode is free, I think.
Yes, there are other ways of watching TV shows, which you know
we don't recommend. But.
We don't get into. So the big thing that I know is going to take up a little bit more time.
I don't think it's going to take up that much time. But go ahead.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
So a couple of weeks ago, it was maybe 2 weeks ago, a rumor dropped out that. Yep. A certain actor that went into retirement 24 years ago was coming out of retirement to star in a Disney TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And that rumor was quickly debunked. And, oh, no, it's not true. That's not true. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And then the news broke just a couple days ago, was it? Mm-hmm. 2 days, 3 days ago?
He's the one that confirmed it.
That Rick Moranis is coming out of retirement to star in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Disney must have paid him a lot of money.
Not Ghostbusters, at least
yet.
Not that we know. Could it be
yes.
that he's got a cameo and they're keeping it under wraps?
Sure. It's exciting. But
I think one of the three of us here, not named Frank or JJ, is a little angry that this is his first coming out movie. TV show, movie? Right, he's rocking back and forth. I think he's gathering his.
Let me tell you something. I legit screamed, "Fuck!" After I calmed down, I thought to myself, maybe you know what? Maybe that's one big secret they're keeping. Even if it's like an end of the show cameo, even if it's for one scene and he answers the phone or something like that, and I'll be completely happy with it. But to be honest with you. Like, he retired because his wife was battling cancer and she passed away and he went to raise his kids. I respect that.
I respect that
100%. I loved the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids movies, all of them, that he was a part of.
Right.
Okay, so there wasn't, I have no issues with him coming back to, you know, what is it? What was her name? Lazinski's or something like that?
Yeah, the Lazinski's.
I don't mind him coming back to play him. I don't mind it at all. I'm actually excited about that part of it. But what really bugs the F out of me is, out of all people that did not want to do a third movie, you expect it, who never, the one person who held up these movies so many times is Bill Murray.
Right.
And he is all in
yep.
for this. Especially that last interview I just read about, what he just did about Ghostbusters.
Well, all in. Shouldn't the movie already be done at this point?
No.
No, I meant like when this whole thing went okay. down, like gotcha. He after he finally started to speak about it a little gotcha. Bit more. Like he just recently had an interview about the movie, what he thought about it and everything. He said it's, you know, again, he says it's a love letter to the fans. This is a great script. He says he thinks the fans are going to love it. He's really happy with the way it came out. And top it all off, there was two young kids that went to a celebrity golf tournament dressed as Ghostbusters, Peter Venkman's. He literally stopped the tournament to walk over to them and talk to them and take photos and stuff with them and all this
is
stuff.
Is that the tournament where he did the putt and he
yeah.
walked by the
yo,
putt?
Yo, that mother effer, yo. It was that tournament. But here's the best part. He walks over to the kids.
Yeah.
So he goes, hey guys, how you doing? I'm Peter Venkman. Boom. In character, Peter Venkman.
That's awesome.
Right? So that was cool. So, but Rick Moranis. Dude, this is apparently like they're used. Unfortunately, they're not cashing in on a death, but they're a way to. After Harold passed away, there was no. How could you do a Ghostbusters movie? You know, without him, there's only one possible way is to address the elephant in the room. You know, he's gone.
Right.
And they made this to bear. This movie is based on family, comedy, horror, all of it. And you would think Rick Moranis would come back for Harold at least.
So.
Even if he comes in to answer a phone and says, hey guys, I'm your accountant and you guys, oh, you're behind on taxes.
Well no, if I went to law school at night. Well, that's great, Lewis. We were arrested at night.
So isn't it possible, though, that now that he's agreed to come out of retirement for the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, that Reitman reaches out to him and goes, hey, Rick, now that you're back, so how about you come down for a day and do a scene real fast?
Here's my thought on a reshoot, which can happen.
Obviously. Justice League.
Avengers.
Rise of Skywalker.
Avengers. Endgame. I Am Iron Man.
Yep.
That was filmed on a separate day with nobody else. Nobody else in the cast knew that was being filmed.
They brought
that
him
was done
back.
Months after the production.
Yep.
They changed the ending like that. I can see them doing that. And here's the other thing that's really cool about it, if they did it. He lives in New York.
Right.
He lives in New York. He doesn't live too far actually from the firehouse. I wouldn't be surprised if they said, hey, now this is the crazy thing, because this happened in the 80s with Star Wars, and just a matter of changing your whole marketing from a title, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Within 2 weeks of release, 2 or 3 weeks of release, it went from Revenge of the Jedi to Return of the Jedi.
Yep.
So there's no, and the way things are in a digital age, that doesn't mean there's no chance of like, hey, listen, the movie's coming out in July. We're trying to keep this really tight. I want at the end of mid-June, I want us to get together and shoot this scene. Even if it's you, it could be the bonus scene. You know, it could be right. an end credit scene. I think that's a possibility. But did it really bug the fuck out of me
sure
that he did not come back for Ghostbusters and everybody else did, including Bill Murray?
That you
yes.
know of.
That
right.
I know
and
of.
That's what
allegedly.
He was saying. Right. That's
but
what he was
I said
just saying.
Allegedly, he touched those cops. Allegedly. I'm a cop.
Replacements?
John Favreau?
Anyway. Oh,
you know what I'm talking about now?
Yeah, a little bit.
But yeah. So I mean, as I said, I don't have to go on a huge rant. I was highly disappointed. I support the show. You know what I mean? I support any nostalgic show that comes out that they want to cash in on that I grew up with. I'm the total opposite of those people who go like, oh, they're just cashing on everything from the old days. I don't care. Do it because I enjoy it all.
Do it right.
Yeah.
Do it right. That's
yeah.
what I want. Do it right. Don't be dumb about it.
I got over it really fast.
So, this show's a little bit shorter than what we normally do. I'm gonna wrap us out on this quick topic, JJ. Quick topic.
Take care of your damn dog. He's fine. He's playing with the cat.
This is. I want a really quick.
You keep saying it. Will you just get it?
I know, but I got to make sure I stress this.
It's quick. We get it.
No. We never talked about.
It's like the Warriors entrance. It's all about the entrance, and there's no delivery.
It is. We never talked about the Star Wars movie.
Like
I do not want to get into a long, overblown thing.
Liked it.
That's basically what.
Like,
I enjoyed the movie for what it was. It gave me the action that I wanted. It gave me an okay story. It wrapped up a lot of shit.
It's always good to wrap your shit up. I mean, wrap.
It could have been a lot better, and with all the leaks of what the Duel of Fates could have been, like, the more that comes out,
That's awesome. You've already went over your alluded time.
We just need. I just would love one of the things that made Star Wars great and bad at the same time was the fact that the creator had all the control of what happened creatively.
I agree.
And because he was the creator, I respected anything he did, whether I liked it or I didn't. The fact is, it was his baby. Who am I to tell him to change it? One of the things I don't like about Disney's Star Wars, which I'm a huge fan of Disney Star Wars, don't get me wrong. One of the mistakes I think they're making is I think there's too many hands in a cookie jar. And I think if you just let if you're going to hire a good director who's also your writer, let him do his job.
Yep.
And if you hired him, that means you trust him to do the job.
At least don't you should
go,
trust him.
Yeah, don't go in there and change somebody's vision because you think it's not going to cater to the fans and stuff. Because this is the second or third time now that something has come out and we get word that Kathleen Kennedy or Iger or anybody like that came in there and said, no, we can't do this, we can't do that because we need this. And things leak out, and they don't just leak out.
No.
You know what I mean? They're placed out there
for
reasons.
They're purposely placed.
Yes.
And that, to me, is the biggest thing. Would I have liked Duel of the Fates? Probably.
Sure.
I'll never know, obviously.
No.
From what I read and what I saw, I was like, it was intriguing. I liked the direction. But I liked The Rise of Skywalker. But at the same time, you know, I don't know. I mean, we get on so much about, you know, Last Jedi and stuff like that, but we don't know how much the same issues happen with him.
Exactly.
And that's what, in my opinion, the only way for me to feel better about Star Wars is to, Bob Iger needs to take a step back and let the people he hired handle it. And on top of that, on that note, I like her, what she did with Indiana Jones and stuff like that for years, but Kathleen Kennedy has to step out of there and stop doing this women thing. And I don't mind Rey and all the, in Rogue One, you know, and Erso and all that. I liked all
the stories. I love the characters.
Just don't force it.
Yeah.
And two, Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau need to be control of
Star
Wars.
Well, that's a given.
Dave Filoni 100% should be control of all Star Wars. Everything.
I think one of the biggest problems of the whole final trilogy was you didn't get to know the characters.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know Han, Luke, and Leia over three movies.
Yeah.
You didn't get to know Rey, Finn, and Poe over three movies.
Because it took the third movie for them all to work together.
It was it was too disjointed, and it was definitely, you could see, it was three different movies where Star Wars to the Return of the Jedi was an arc.
Yes.
And there was a beginning, a middle, and an end.
There was time gaps in between all three movies, but at the same time, there was character development and relationships built.
Right.
And you didn't. And it's funny because like you almost see like how Poe and Rey were in the beginning of Rise of Skywalker.
Yes.
You were like, wow, I wish I could have saw that in part two. You know?
And the fact that these three people, You can almost hear almost a disdain for the franchise when they talk about it.
Yeah.
John Boyega's comment of, you're not going to Disney plus me. Like, I mean, I get Harrison Ford having disdain because Harrison Ford's 65, 70 years old.
He's older than that.
He's old. He's maybe his 80s now. I don't know. He's old, but he's old. But even still, JJ went to him and said,
I have this idea.
I have an idea. I want you to come back. And Harrison went,
yeah, I saw it on Jimmy Kimmel and stuff.
But,
yeah.
But my point is these three people who would have been amazing characters had they been written better over three movies.
Sure.
And they just seem to have this disdain of where they don't want to be bothered with it anymore. And that really sucks to see. Yeah. Mark Hamill's carried the torch for Star Wars for 40 some years now.
Yep.
And still does.
You know, one of the things that that really work with family business is when whether it's, you know, the mother or the father, whoever's running a business, gives it off to their children, and their children care so much about that business as much as their parents did. George Lucas bred Dave Filoni for this job.
Yep.
And he's very high up there. But if you ask me, I'm sure he didn't want to deal with the financial aspect of things. He wanted to deal with the creative things. But it should have been a partnership to me. But I think at the same time, I understand it back in 2012. Was it when they sold it? It's 2012, 2010?
Somewhere back then.
I can understand probably back then where they were like, you know, well, he had Clone Wars. What can you do from there? I think The Mandalorian was a huge test for him.
A wake-up call for Disney, too.
Yeah, and I think the love that Jon Favreau and him put into that show, they could take that love and control the movie. I think Jon Favreau wouldn't mind being involved like that. But I think I believe Star Wars should be in the hands of Dave Filoni no matter what.
At this point, from what they've been saying is that they're not focusing on movies anymore. They're going to focus on TV shows.
TV. Well, there is a movie. There is going to be movies. They're going to give it a couple years.
Yeah. Well, Taika Waititi is allegedly
doing a movie,
looking at a movie.
Yeah.
And Kevin Feige is doing a Star Wars movie. He's making a Star Wars movie.
Well, what they can do to kind of save this trilogy, which the only problem is now you're not going to Disney Plus me. Like, I'm sorry, John. I love you as Finn, but you don't have much on your resume to sit there and say, like, you're not going to Disney Plus me to turn something like that down.
No. Pacific Rim was not anything to hang your hat on.
But if you ask me, the one way they can really save this stuff is to do some sort of, even if it was a Poe Dameron show or something like that, and you have them pop in or something like that, even if you have like one small limited series.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Of them together, even if it takes place after Rise or if it takes place, you know, in between two things. I think that could potentially work, but I think if they do anything like that with them, I think it'll be an animated movie of some sort.
Yeah. What? So. Last, I guess this comes to me while we're talking.
I really didn't have any input into that.
Well,
I kept my mouth shut for reasons.
I mean, you agree with most of what we're saying as an overall thing, right?
I do.
Okay. So
and my dog agrees too.
As far as when's the Clone Wars come out? When does that? When does that drop?
I think it's the last. I want to say. I think they just announced the date. I was actually ready to look it up.
February 33rd, right?
Yes.
33rd?
Yeah. 33rd. I am going to go back and watch.
Did you see what Disney Plus did, though?
What, the 20 episodes, the 20 most important episodes to watch?
They put them in order. Cool. Put them in order for you.
Oh, dude, I'm going to have to watch that.
So if you just watch those 20 episodes, you're good.
You're good, right. Okay.
Well, yeah.
No, you know, I watch them.
Was it right? Okay.
So it's one of those things, if you watch them, and then like the other thing, I got to remember, was it back on? I think it was, because we were going back to watch them all, and I was like, oh, we just go to these. They have it listed like that. And I think the Darth Maul story and everything like that's part of it. But like a lot of stuff that's like filler stuff where like you're going off to do like certain episodes that don't have much to do with Anakin, Ahsoka and all that. It's got to do with like kind of like the side Jedis and they're kind of just filling in episodes.
Oh, February 21st. That's a week.
Literally just looked it up.
Yeah. Yep. That's a week. So I was going to go back and start watching the whole series over, but
just watch those episodes.
I think that was something Jack and I were looking at to kind of go recap on. And I know that's something that you're both very interested in. I know Danny more than anyone.
Yep.
For us to sit down and kind of recap the way we were doing the Arrow stuff, because we're looking for something new.
Mm-hmm.
We wrapped up.
You want to do a Clone Wars?
Yeah, thing? like the current stuff. We don't want to go back 8 seasons.
Right. Why don't we do the 20 most important episodes?
We could do the 20 most important episodes and revolve that around the ones coming out.
So we watch like five or something like that, and we do a podcast.
It's hard to do.
I mean, it's going to be really hard to do that with the past 20 episodes because we're going to be the new episodes are already going to be aired by the time we even finish.
It's probably better to just do the episodes weekly the way like when we did the Arrowverse stuff, doing 4 recaps in an hour and 20 minutes is really fucking hard. I mean, it's not easy. A lot of these recap shows do one show, 1 hour of one show.
But a good thing is Clone Wars is about 25-minute episodes, and you're not doing crossovers. Right. It's just one episode.
And that's why that was something that appealed. And I would like to do the Disney shows going forward. I would like to sit and kind of do a
I was trying to see
recap.
If
that would be a good idea.
I was trying to see if the actual mobile app did the same thing. But
Last Jedi sucked. Just wanted to throw that out there.
God. This is the reason why we didn't want to have this conversation.
That's all I'm saying.
And that's fine. And that's fine.
Here it is. So it says The Clone Wars 20 Essential Episodes.
Awesome.
So
and they list them?
Yep.
Put it on the app. Oh, that's a good idea. I just saw it on a webpage. I didn't know they put them on the app.
The Darth Maul trilogy. Four episodes. That goes, so.
The stuff with Ahsoka.
Yeah, so it literally goes like season one, episode one, ambush. Then it goes right to episode five to season two, episode five. Season two, episode six. Season two, seven. Season two, eight. Season two is the big one.
Right.
Season two, 12. Season two, 13.
How many were there? Six?
You had five seasons, and then the sixth season was the lost season. It dropped on Netflix about two years ago, which was good. But it, to me, it didn't feel like a season. It felt like it was just lost episodes.
I got the guy I work with. I got him to watch Rebels. He blew through it like fast.
Right.
Like he really, really enjoyed it.
You know what? I'm going to do this again. I'm going to start this tonight.
That's actually what I'm going to do.
I could probably word for word like any Star Wars quotes. I could probably do Ambush in the Darth Maul collection. I have the Darth Maul episodes. I have the box set. There's a mini box set for that.
Oh, really?
For the Darth Maul saga. It's called, I think it's the Darth Maul saga. It's got a little hologram, like little case and stuff. But again, that was before I had the streaming stuff.
But yeah, that was it. Like that Star Wars stuff was a little more off the cuff and fast. I had nothing else for. I figured this would be just a quick little one. We ended up with almost an hour, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure. Oh, here you go. Yeah, this is called. Oh, and this is different. Mine was cooler.
So.
Yes.
So
wrap it.
That's what she says.
Yo, my name is Denny Nogo, and I'm here to say.
No.
Don't do that.
No, ever again.
Yeah, okay. Please don't.
So here you go. Like, they got the whole little thing for that set up. Nice. Mine's like got like a clear, like silver, shiny box. All right.
I meant wrap it up.
Oh.
And put a bow on it.
Wrap it up, he said. I want to thank everybody for listening to this special edition of Nerd Revolution Radio, the debut of season four. I can't believe it. How long is it now? I know we had a lot of gaps in between time, but it's been what, 2 years?
2 years in June.
We've been running this for a while, and you know,
I think in June we should have a episode. I think we should have an episode one reunion show.
It was, and we'll bring the bird.
We'll bring the Birdman back.
No, he wasn't on episode one.
He wasn't.
He wasn't?
No,
it was just
the three
of us.
Yeah.
What was the... when we did the 4th of July episode.
When we were in Jersey. Yo,
wasn't Ed?
Yo, we got to have a July 4th episode every year. It'd be like a big round table and everybody... It's just chaos.
That. Dude, that one with Birdman was the best.
It's the lost episode.
It's the lost episode.
That episode's right up there with the Last Jedi episode.
Oh, my God, yeah. And it's just funny because I was like, I was so excited for this Rise of Skywalker thing. I posted it on our social media, and it's still there. It's like, and it's going to be like one of those things, like, where is the lost episode of Rise of Skywalker?
It's in the Snyder Cut.
You know, I think one day, if you have it,
I have the whole thing.
I think let's wait a while. Let's wait till the entire Skywalker saga comes out on box set. I may or may not order it over there. And then I wish. I'm waiting for them to drop the link so I could do it. But so anyways, yeah. But we gotta put it out there eventually. You guys can see.
We will.
You guys can understand why we didn't post it, you know? Like I think when we do the lost episodes, we should do like a quick little commentary to introduce it.
Yeah, we can listen
and understand
to it.
Why.
It's not. So
we can do commentary while we listen to it.
Before we cut out of here.
You had enough commentary. I think we should just be in
Frank. I will admit to you both that I lied.
Uh-oh.
And I did get all of the footage. I listened to it and I made an executive decision.
Why did you lie?
I don't know. I was like,
what was wrong with the footage?
It was
you.
It's awful. It's literally you complaining about The Last Jedi for almost an hour.
Every single time Jack or I would come up and we would start talking like legit, like in Star Wars encyclopedia stuff, you somehow feed right in. Like, he's like, yeah. And immediately, I remember him going like, dude, do you see who that's potentially could be? And I'm like, oh my God, could that be so-and-so? And you're like, yeah. And you go,
is it Leia jumping out of space?
Like stupid shit like that. Like, I mean, the whole time your entire comments was somehow to jab Last Jedi, and it was a bit distracting.
Yes, the batteries,
I apologize, but I don't at the same time.
Yes, the batteries did die. Yes, I did.
But it saved.
It is. It did save. It
and
saved
you didn't delete it,
it
though.
It's going to be in the Library of Congress one day.
No, I never deleted it.
I think that's what we'll do. So I think, you know, we're going to,
sorry, Jack.
We should definitely post the lost episode in the next couple of months. But we'll, when we post it, we
how about we do a poll?
I think what we should do is this. This
how
is
about
what,
we do a poll?
No, I don't think we should do a poll. Listen to this. I think before he posts it, we should get together, put it on a surround sound.
Oh,
we should
man.
Sit there and just listen to it
yeah.
for a little bit. Just listen to it. And then before... what we'll record is we'll record a quick little disclaimer, explain why it's a lost episode and why it never aired.
Yes,
why it stayed on the cutting room floor.
Jack, you're absolutely going to have to come for that because
yeah, please.
Your commentary in the Arrowverse shows will come in very handy here.
We'll need some PBRs too.
Oh God,
but and you know we don't even have to do we don't actually have to do the whole thing.
No, I get it.
What it could be, it could be what we should do is we should cut the thing up. Cut it up to all
you
the
mean,
funny.
You mean what I should do?
Yes. Well, I don't have the
shit.
I don't have the program where I could edit it.
I know.
So I think we should cut it up to like a half hour long, and then we'll cut in
what JJ's
commentary.
Greatest hits.
We'll cut in we'll cut in commentary, and it'll just be like this, like it'll like. Kind of like the Royal Rumble, like has the, like the buzzer sound,
yeah.
But we'll say in the beginning, like every time you hear the 10-second in the background and the buzzer, that's where his Last Jedi comments come in. Like, oh so God, when we're talking, you just hear the background, bam, bam, bam. And did you see when he threw the lightsaber? Blasphemy!
It was pretty fucked.
I'm good.
So, all right, everybody. Thank you for listening to another awesome episode of Nerd Revolution Radio.
Where can people get a hold of you, Danny, on social media?
Yes.
I am Danny Nogo on Instagram. I am also Danny Nagowski on Facebook, on YouTube, same Danny Nogo. You type in Danny Nogo on Google and everything comes up. You can find me everywhere. I'm not private at all. So,
JJ?
I'm on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat, but don't follow me.
I was going to say I'm at this, but I was like, you don't even have to
I'm
do that.
Kidding.
Go to Google, type in Danny Nogo, and all comes up.
Do you want me to actually go into where?
If you want your stuff out there,
you can follow me on Instagram at Deputy Dork, and you can follow me on Snapchat at ZayaNortJG. Spelling that, good luck.
What the hell? And as always, you can find me on Twitter at Gimzak, GIMZAK. You can find me on Facebook. You can find the podcast on Twitter. You can find the podcast on Facebook. We're pretty much everywhere also. But thank you for making time on an evening when you don't normally do.
I know.
To
I
do
did.
This.
Because I know we haven't. I know I've been. I have a lot going on with the move and everything, and I wanted to make sure I get. I know the next couple of weeks I'm going to be kind of tight on the weekend, so I want to make sure I give you guys some time.
That's fine. That's
we appreciate
fine.
It.
I can do. We could do it like this. I can make this happen a little bit more.
All right. I'm in.
Good.
As long as we don't do an hour and 45-minute episode, but the recording was actually our time together was 3 hours and 44 minutes.
That was a long night.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It happens. But,
it does.
I had fun. You had fun.
I had a good time.
And
cool.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson Batman suit, 2 thumbs up. All right, we're going to have a lot of stuff coming up this year to
yeah,
talk
we
about. We got a lot of movies coming out this year. You got, I call it, what I say 2020 was? The year of the nostalgia.
Yep.
You know, we got Top Gun. We got Bill and Ted. We got Ghostbusters.
Fast and the Furious.
Fast and the Furious, which don't give you, you know, it's a popcorn movie, JJ. It's not about Oscars. It's about enjoying the movie.
I didn't say it's
and, you
about
know,
Oscars.
And
speaking of Oscars, congrats to Joaquin Phoenix.
Congrats to
well
Joaquin
deserved.
Phoenix. Yes, yes. And to Eminem.
Did you notice, though, but before I hit the pause button here, you did notice that for 8 movies, John Cena played Dominic Toretto's brother, but you couldn't see him.
Hilarious.
We'll see what happens there. Guys, thank you so much for listening. For Danny, JJ, Frank, we will see you guys next time. See you later.
Enjoy that music.